Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. As an eBay seller, we know you want to boost your business, and the more boost you can get, the better. Cindy Shebley is an eBay education specialist, known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City, and she's back with us to tell us 5 ways that blogging boosts her business on eBay. Cindy, how hard is it at first? Let's talk about getting started. How hard is it to set up a blog?
Oh, thanks for having me, Griff and Lee. As far as setting up a blog, it's pretty darn easy. If you use software or you use Blogger, it's as easy as setting up a Google account. Most of us already have Google accounts, so you just simply type in blogger.com and it'll take you right to the page and you can start typing in what you want to say.
What about WordPress?
WordPress is a little bit more involved. But I was able to do it with WordPress, so it can't be that hard. Follow some YouTube videos or hire somebody on Fiverr and you'll have a WordPress site in no time at all. It's pretty easy as well.
Yeah, I think all of the big blogging sites now make it pretty easy to get started. It wasn't the case a few years back, but that's how it
is.
That's
true.
So once you get started, what's the first way you can use your new blog to boost your business?
I love the way you say that. Well, you say it like you're throwing up.
Well, it is one of those. It's like blag. I've never been fond of
the
word.
Bela Lugosi.
Yes. What's the first way you can blog, boost your business?
Yeah. It is kind of a funny word, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
One of the ways that you can take advantage of a blog is that blogs now have, your traditional blog where you add a new entry or a journal entry regularly, or you can set your blog up to have static pages. So with a static page, you can have a static landing page, just like a regular website. If you go to my Clover City, www.clovercity.com website, you'll see that I've got a static page on my as the landing page. And one of the things that I want to do with my business is to, buy the best things that I can at the best price for resale. So on my Clover City blog, you'll see that the first static page that I've set up is the one that says we're buying. So if you live in the Northwest, I'll come to you. And that gives me a little bit of an edge on my competition. No matter how early I get to an estate sale, I'm always the first, one of the first 10 or 20 people in, and I'm paying the top dollar on the items and competing with other professionals. Here, I have my own blog where I can bring my own business in, and I actually have had some leads that way.
I'm trying to get on it now, and for some reason, I don't know if everything's going crazy here at Clear Channel this morning. I don't know what the heck's
there
going on.
There it is.
That's okay. It's Clover City, www.cloverity.com.
Yeah.
All one word.
Trying to get to it. It just keeps going round and round, honey. I don't know.
Well, there's like,
It
could be all of our listeners.
That's true.
Because we have millions of followers, so they may be jamming your server.
So what's the second way your blog boosts your... Oh, it says, yeah, okay, it just came up. Rusty Stuff from the Puget Sound.
That's it.
We're buying, okay. If you live in Pacific Northwest, we'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them what some of the items you're looking for.
That's right. And just the other day, somebody called me, or they actually contacted me. They didn't call me. They contacted me through my blog saying, I've got this stuff from my dad's estate, and it was stuff that was on this list, and I went and bought it, got there at a reasonable hour. I didn't have to be there at 3:00 in the morning to be on the list, and I was able to put the stuff I was interested in a pile and get a pile price. and it worked out just great. So this static page has really helped boost my business.
It's like having a website, really, because this is always what the page they'll come to. Now, what about adding stuff to the blog, though? Would that be over to the right?
Yeah, there's. If you notice over on the right,
okay.
Which one are you in this picture? Is that you in the middle?
I would be really old if I was one of those people in that picture.
Hey, which mountain is that? Picture. What's the mountain in the background?
That's Mount Rainier.
Oh, Mount.
This is a Conservation Corps picture that I found at an estate sale a while back, I just loved it, so I had to make it part of my blog.
Very cute.
So what is another way your blog brings you business?
So back to that. Another static page that I have is the About Me page, about Clover City and about Cindy Shevely. I'm looking to build my business. Now, eBay, I love the new look of eBay, and between the new look of eBay getting more standardized and the mobile app, it's really hard for a small business to tell people that we're individuals, that we're who we are and what we represent. And people do want to know that. They still want to know that they're, that they're talking to a small business owner. And this allows me to tell people who I am.
So, Cindy, you are an education specialist.
I am.
So is there, is there some sort of a logo or something that education specialists have? Or
Yes, there is a logo that you can use. An approved logo that you can download at the ARI site, the Power U site, that you can put on your blog as well, yes.
Okay. So another way your blog builds your business.
Yes. The Clover City blog specifically, I do want people to know that I'm an education specialist, that I give classes. So you'll notice that another static page that I have is about my classes. And whenever I have classes, I will put up a link, or a blurb about my class and specifically how they can register for it. When I don't have classes, which is right now I don't have any on the books, I'll just leave a link to the Power U site so people can see, keep an eye out on my upcoming classes. And once in a while, I teach specialized classes like in photography and the like, and I can post it on my classes blog as well.
So this is like a mini website. It's actually a website. Do you have a second website?
This is my website.
Okay.
I do have a second blog website, which I use to promote the Picker's Logbook, and it's www.pickerslogbook.com. So I use that as a website blog to promote a particular item I have for sale. So, you can have multiples if you've got multiple things going in your life or on your business.
And you built this one with the blogging site.
This particular site that we're looking about, we kind of jumped the hoops here, but this one we're looking at is a WordPress site. So I got my own URL at, www.clovercity.com and a web hosting service. And now I have my own URL, which makes it presents just like a regular website with the addition of having blogs so I can put in new content all the time.
Well, blogging has come a long way, Griff.
It has.
Were right at the beginning. It has come a long way because these people can have, they have a presence on the web. It looks like a website. It is a website. So I'm kind of surprised here. You can tell. We blog on our eBay radio page. We blog on that, on the archive site. But that's kind of a built-in thing we have. But this is very cool. So what's another way your business is boosted from your blog?
Well, the blog itself. If you click on the blog, link, you'll see that you can promote special auctions. You can, you know, promote your markdowns in your markdown manager if you're having a promotion. As you can see, I was, you know, invited to talk today on eBay Radio. So what I did was put up a special promotion for eBay Radio listeners if you want to buy the Picker's Logbook. And there's a click right in, you know, a way to click right into my eBay store to buy the Picker's Logbook. But if you, you know, go down through the blog, you'll see I do weekly featured auctions for items. And I see the traffic comes in. You know, people, you know, from Google, they come and they see, let's say, the Mr. Magoo tin toy. They're looking at images. They click on an image or they are looking for it on Google. This is indexed now on Google, and it will continue to bring people into my blog, which will eventually drive them over to my eBay store looking for other similar items.
So what you doing for Thanksgiving, babe?
Walking the dogs and having a nice warm dinner. I'm thinking a lot because we're talking about snow up here.
Always great to talk to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Up next, turkey trot to your phone and call us, 888-723-4630.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
Every president since Abraham Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving Day. But in 1939 through 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt proclaimed Thanksgiving the third Thursday in November to lengthen the holiday shopping season. This upset some people. Happy Thanksgiving.